What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You know what time it is on a Thursday? 1 o'clock means it is Bleep You Thursday. Toby Altizer in for JP this week on B. Mitch and Finley. If you'd like to hop in, 800-636-1067. We got plenty of people lining up kick off Bleep You Thursday. I guess we can start in the aquarium. Anybody got any Bleep You's for a Bleep You Thursday? Anybody?
Come back to me.
All right. Well, Jeff sounds like he's got one in a bit. Bleep Jeff for not being ready. How about that, B-Mitch?
Yeah. I'll take that one, Toby. I'll take that.
I have a Bleep You to Jeff for just walking around with a cucumber all day for some reason.
What?
Oh, I got one that Landfill's gonna appreciate.
What the hell?
I got two Bleep You's for people here. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Bleep You to Rooster for having his door open yesterday, and we can hear him all the way over here just loudly screaming on his show.
Yeah. The thing about Rooster, though,
I mean, that is Rooster.
That door could be shut, and you could hear Rooster.
100%.
But we had to close our door because he opened his.
Yes. So,
and we could hear him through the door when it was closed.
So Bleep the Rooster for being so loud, and then Bleep Jeff for trying to stir up drama by starting all this stuff and then subtweeting people around here saying, you say one thing and everybody gets mad.
Okay, so Toby, bleep you because I don't subtweet nobody. All I said was, it's a lot of people in this station that when they say something to me, it's all good. But when I say something back, oh my gosh.
Well, that's not me.
It's not. And I'm not going to point out the people it is.
I blast you all day. I don't care what you
say. But just don't be soft.
He tweeted yesterday. I'm trying to find it. Did you delete this tweet?
Yes,
he probably did.
Someone talked. Hey. One of the OGs said, bruh, take that down.
I said, but
it's the truth. We in radio. They said, nah, you can't move like that.
I wanted to go under there and tag Rooster and throw a match.
But he's not the only one. That's the thing. If I really go to start naming people, I probably only have 5 friends.
Okay, 5 friends. I guess he think I'm his friend.
800-636-1067. What are you mad about in the world? Give us your Bleep You for Bleep You Thursday. You got anything, B-Mitch?
Nah, man. I mean, I try not to mess with the weather because I don't want it to come back and get me. So, no, I have nothing.
You didn't get a full round of golfing yesterday.
I don't care. I'll get a full round a day on the next day.
Michael's in Alexandria. What you mad at, Michael?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Toby, you're doing a great job filling in for JP, by the way, too.
Appreciate it.
But I want
to. Hey, Mike, I told him that like 8 times. He barely told me thank you, man.
Hey, man, you got to show a better appreciation than B. Mitch.
I told him. What the hell would you want me to do? Bring him some chicken?
Yeah, man, maybe he likes chicken. Get some chicken tenders and Chick-fil-A, man.
I will say that the food that I have to watch B-Mitch eat over here is just all great, and I'm just sitting over here starving. I'm watching B-Mitch. What were you eating today?
I had some smothered turkey wings and lima beans.
Man, my daughter hooked me up, so good. Man.
I ain't going to lie. Hey, B. Mitch, you don't sound like you appreciating Toby eating like that. But yeah, man, I got to say two bleep yous to the HOA in my neighborhood, man. They started charging or implementing fines on people for their dogs using their bathroom on the yard rather than this little small section where the pets are supposed to go. Now, listen, man, I do not tell people where they can and can't use the restroom. I don't tell animals where they can and can't use the restroom. You can't tell my dog when she has to go, she can't take a dump right there on that green grass rather than some plastered concrete that they just put together, some makeshift stuff. So bleep you to the HOA. I hope they listen to this show. And if they're not, start listening to it and hear this.
Bleeping for not
y'all
listening.
Have a great day, all right?
But I'm going to ask you a question,
yeah,
though.
Bleep them for not listening.
Are they pooping on your yard or somebody else's yard?
They pooping everywhere.
But you have to clean that up. Now, if you're not cleaning it up, then that's on you, dog.
Oh, no. Nah, I mean, I clean up after my dog, man.
Now, if the person dog poops and they don't clean it up, they should be fine.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. But everybody in the neighborhood do pick it up. I can't lie. They do pick it up. But they tripping about pee, poop, all that stuff, man. I'm just like, man, I can't do nothing with this, bro. they just need to go on about their business.
Wow.
Appreciate it, Michael.
They just trying to get your money.
Yes, 100%.
But yeah, like, I mean, animals are going to let it go, and you better have one of them little bags with you.
Get out to.
It took a little getting used to, but I have to pick it up.
That's not fun.
And my damn dog been around for 16, 17 years, and he's still kicking. I'm like, dog, I thought your expiration date was like 9 years, did you? This dog trying to double that, man.
800-636-1067. Tailgate Ted. What's
Ted,
up,
what's
man?
What's up, brother?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Oh, good.
Doing
man.
Great, man.
So I want to send a respectful bleep you to Council Chairman Phil Mendeson. And they're moving this RFK hearing out to July 29th, so they're going to miss the July 15th deadline. The council goes to recess on August 1st to September 15th. So unless they vote on this thing as a council July 31st, we're not going to get a vote. And what concerns me is, and I agree with you, B, I think this is going to get done, but what worries me is this 2030, 2031 deadline for the Women's World Cup and rugby to come here, because they're saying that could bring in $750 million to D.C. So with them dragging their feet and not working overtime and going on vacation, that is a ton of revenue D.C. is going to potentially lose in 2031. So,
yeah,
you know what? Big bleep you to the council for just dragging their feet on this.
All right, brother.
Well, Ted, appreciate the phone call, man. 800-636-1067. Give us a call if you're mad at somebody. It's Bleep You Thursday on B. Mitch and Finley. Let's get out to AJ in Alexandria. AJ, what's up?
What's going on, man? I got a big bleep you, man, to the young lover that keeps trying to holler at my wife when I'm not around. This is the second time she done told me. So I catch up with him and I check him on it. I tell him, come see me in the alley. He gets scared and say, nah, I don't want no smoke, but I'm going to call my man, though. So it's a big bleep you to that man, because you can do that behind my back, but when I check you on it, you don't want to see me like a man. So bleep you, Slim.
Oh, man.
Appreciate it, AJ. We got serious problems calling in today. Usually, oh. Bleep You Thursday is like, hey, man, they charge me too much for my burger or something like that. We got serious issues today.
Listen, man, I'm going to just say it to the young buck, man. Don't mess around no dude wife like that, man. Once he find out, and don't try to bring somebody else into something that you started.
Yeah.
All I'm saying, man, you either respectfully step out of that one, bro, or just get away from it completely. Nothing good come out of that one.
All right, let's see how this goes. Comandante Tequila. Comandante, who you mad at?
What up? How you guys doing?
How's it going?
Good, man.
I have a quick question for Toby.
Yeah.
Hey, Toby, have you ever got a hold of Linda?
Next question.
Okay.
Who the hell is Linda? Two. Who's Linda?
Continue on. Who you mad at, Comandante? We're going to scoot past that one.
All right, my bleep you is to two people, all right? One is for Jera. You know, for one, Jera, he ain't doing nothing no good, nothing that for his team. It's my son. Now he got me wearing UCLA jersey colors.
How does your son have you wearing something if you don't want to wear it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Can tell him you're not going to wear it. Hell, well, just don't wear it.
Commandante, appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I got support. Hey, to make things happen, the bridge has a balance. It has rubber mats underneath it. 2.5 mats. That's why it bounces.
Okay. Right? Gotcha.
There we go. I don't quite understand what any of that was, but yeah. It's always a wild ride.
To real. We go to break. We won't find out who's Linda.
For sure.
800-636-1067. I think I'm busy in the break. Let's get out.
Don't worry, I'll shut that door. Pity you in.
Let's get out to Ramsey and Waldorf. Ramsey,
what's up,
Ramsey?
Hey, what's going on, B, Mitch, and family?
What's up, brother?
I'm bleeping every guy that wears those crop shoes. I don't care. I guess I'm from the old school. I'm not putting those on. Those got holes in the front of them.
The crops you talking about?
Comfortable. The crops I'm talking about. Men should tell the guys, the young guys, that they're not good for your feet. I don't care how comfortable they are, because first of all, now you figure out why people breaking their ankles so easily. Back in the days when B-Mitch played, wasn't nobody breaking their ankles. Everybody was tough. You know what I'm saying? They wore their shoes tight. They tightened them up on even the basketball court. They wearing those crops to basketball practice and playing in them. Y'all gonna break y'all ankles, and y'all have no ankle support. That's one reason why I don't like them. Two, they girly. They look girly. If you want to be comfortable, walk barefooted. Or put on some Pradas, put on some Yeezys, some super dry, anything but crops. That's all I'm saying, man. Stop being like a little girl and do what the girls do. Man up and wear manly shoes. In a minute, guess what they're going to do? Guess what? In a minute, they're going to put heels on the crops, and the dude's going to wear them too? Come on now.
Appreciate it, Ramsey.
Fellas.
He had an issue with Crocs?
He got an issue with Crocs. But like, I was actually at flag football camp this morning.
Kids are wearing them.
I'm like, dog, it's not cleats.
He was playing in them?
He had them on.
How are you playing in Crocs?
I don't know.
I don't know how that works. Eric is in Gainesville. Eric, what's up?
Hey, now Jeff said I got to be real careful whoever going with the lowest bidding contractors for concessions where we finally got paid. They kept our credit card tips. And then they tried switching all of us to dishwasher when we showed up. So bleep them.
Wow. I appreciate it, Eric.
All right, man.
Get out to Jay in D.C. Jay, what's up?
Man, what's up, man? What's up, B. Mitch and the fam?
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good, man. I just got to bleep, man, the Commanders right now, man. I'm mad that they ain't paid my man Terry McLaurin. He like the franchise player.
Can't use that word.
Can't use that. I don't know what the heck is going on today.
Hey,
we got some angry people that forgot that they're on the radio. But yeah, they're going to get him paid.
I believe he will, man.
I think that's going to get done. I'm curious to get your thoughts on this, B-Mitch. So I kind of have now come up with a deadline for myself in terms of when. Because I know we're all throwing the training camp thing around. That's when maybe I'll start to worry a little bit if we get to that. But when I'll actually hit the panic button of sorts, maybe, is when if you're getting to that joint practice in New England, August 6th, if you're getting to that point, then I think we can have a real conversation.
I just found out I'll be at that practice.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun to see how they I like those joint practices.
Yeah, you get to – I like being able to compare. Like, I remember when New England rolled into Richmond, I looked at our team, I looked at their team, I was like, damn. I mean, it's like you say you're going to a 18-wheel affair and everybody roll out in those double-decker Mack trucks with the double cab and all mm-hmm. that. That's what that team had, and we rolled out in some pickup trucks. That's how we looked. I'm like, this is not good right here, dog. Those dudes were huge.
800-636-1067. Let's get out to Hank in Brandywine. Hank, what's up?
Hey, I'm just I'm just saying, hey, I know I'm going to say off the top, I'm old. I still pay bills with checks. I ran out of checks. I was in the neighborhood in Waldo, stopped by a department store to pay my bill on a credit card so I wouldn't pay interest. I had my ID, the bill, and my Social Security number, and they wouldn't take my money. I guess I'm just old.
They wouldn't take it because of what?
I didn't have the credit card with me.
Oh, wow.
Hey, and not just, I thought I might not get on. I heard Jeff saying something about soft. I told him before Durant was soft, he whined again to get to another team.
Appreciate it, Hank. Jeff's catching it from all angles, too.
Jeff, that was a kind of bleep you on the slide.
That wasn't even, he just said he told me Kevin Durant was soft. He cried for, how is that a bleep you to me?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
y'all know. Just instigators, man.
But I'm all for it, by
we
the
just
way.
Like you, Jeff. We learn from you.
Let's get out to Chris and Culpepper. Chris, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Chilling, bro. What's up?
Jeff told me not to cook this guy on the air. I got some things to say about him. Anyways, I'm not going to. So I was flying back from San Antonio yesterday, and we had a layover in Atlanta. And we were there for like 8 or 9 hours. It kept getting backed up. You know how that happens sometimes with airplanes.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, we go ahead and finally get on the plane. Everybody's agitated because they've been in the airport for so long. But I sit down, and then this older couple comes by, and they sit in one spot, like to my right and behind me. And this other guy comes up, a younger guy, and I'm big on respecting your elders, right?
Yep.
So he comes by, and I guess the older guy was sitting in his seat. And this dude is a pretty obese, like, intimidating guy because he's so large. He was, like, intimidating this older couple. And he was like, don't you have your tickets? You know, that's my seat right there. You're sitting in my seat. And made the old guy get up and move. And, you know, he ends up sitting down. And his stomach was touching the screen in front of him. So, you know, anyways, I just want to say bleep you to that guy. Respect your elders. And stop being an a-hole.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Chris.
With that, I believe in that respecting the elders thing, though. Seriously.
Comment says, you wear Crocs, you go right to loser jail. Crocs are for losers.
Oh, boy.
I'm not big on Crocs.
Not when you're competing in sports?
No.
I've gone to football camps, and guys will show up on grass in, like, basketball shoes. And I'm like, dog, you don't have no cleats? Oh, I like these shoes. I said, okay. Well, when you start falling and losing yourself,
slip.
I don't hear anything. And, man, I'm not going to slip. I got balance. Whoop, almost ripped this little groin up.
Jeez.
But I'm like, dog, when you come to these camps, you have to be ready to play, ready to perform.
Yeah.
And equipment matters. You know what I'm saying? And I tell the parents, look, don't send your kids to a football camp, especially on grass, if you don't have cleats. You know, if he got some Jordans, he should have some damn cleats if he's a football player.
Zach is in Winchester. Zach, what's up?
What up, Zach?
So now we got to add to my bleep you because I'm bleeping everybody that's hating on the Crocs.
Why, man? If you wear Crocs to a football camp, you wear Crocs to a football camp, you got a problem, though.
I understand the football camp, but if you're doing anything where you got to run a little, slap them things in four-wheel drive, put the straps on. I got my work boots on. I got my Crocs on every day. Yeah, I don't care if there's snow outside. I'm wearing my Crocs.
All right, man. Well, I just hope when you go to running, those Crocs don't slide off your feet. Because like, I don't see people with no straps on them and they're keeping them on their feet. They're coming out of them.
I know all these...
I don't really have a problem.
If I'm
Look,
going running.
If I don't if like them, running, I don't, I, if I don't like something, I'm not going to wear it. I don't care what other people wear, though.
He said he's going to put them in four-wheel drive, B-Mitch.
Yeah.
Appreciate okay. it,
All
Zach.
All right, bro.
You know, the other one that's big right now is these Hey Dudes people are wearing. You seen Ooh. Those? Hey Dudes? I have to show you in the break.
Yeah, show me that. And tell me who Linda is. I'm gonna forget about that one.
In that case, I might have to run out of here.
And other stuff on the break. Like, I'm gonna forget. I ain't forgetting.
You know what? Bleep you, Commandante, for bringing that up. All right, let's go to break. If you're on hold, stay right there.
Man, I got my boy Donnie telling me how comfortable Crocs are. Tell him wear Crocs when he's cooking at barbecue and it drop on his foot, burn him.
It's not going to feel good. 800-636-1067. You want to hop in? It's Bleep You Thursday.
You don't just live in your home.
you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
On the fan. We got plenty of mad people in the DMV today on a Bleep You Thursday on B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer sitting in for JP this week. If you'd like to hop in, 800-636-1067. We'll keep it rolling up until Heard It Here First coming up at the around 145 or so. Let's get to Jupe. Jupe, what's up?
B. Mitch, Toby, what's going on?
What's up, brother? How you doing, Jupe? Man?
I'm good. Hey, listen, man. I got a bleep. I'm not going to say no names. A particular airline. Me and the fam, we took a vacation last month. We booked our tickets early because, you know, I got a whole starting five plus a bench player. So I got to get on them discounts early. Mm-hmm. Anyways, direct flight to Orlando, back and forth, round trip. They changed our flight to where we had to go from Maryland to Vegas, sit for 6 hours, and then to Orlando.
What?
Then
Vegas?
Yes. So we had to do that.
At least you had slot machines in the airport.
Right. I went and played and didn't win nothing, so that made me even more mad. So then on the way back, when we get on a flight, the pilot didn't show up. I'm like, what your man pulled that Denzel? I hope you don't get here late and try to fly this plane upside down. Ain't nobody got time for that. And I swear to God, B. Mitch, when he took off, it felt like this man went straight up in the air. I needed the Depends, man, because my stomach started bubbling. I was scared to death. I say I will never use that airplane flight again. I'm just say that, man. That's all I got for y'all.
Yeah, I appreciate
you.
You
going from D.C. to Orlando. You in Vegas? You got a six-hour layover?
It sounds like Jupe might have diverted for a little bit is what he's trying to say. Right, Jupe? You were enjoying yourself for a few hours before going to Orlando?
I'm just saying, that's like a hell of
I did it until I just kept losing, so then I just got even more mad.
That's 4 or 5 hours out the way.
I know, big time.
Wait six
appreciate
more
it, Jupe.
Hours, and then the flight right. from Vegas to Orlando is another 4.5, 5 hours. Man, that's a waste. That's Nah, they got to pay me some extra money. I'll tell you one thing. My daughter, mess her flight up. If you got if an airline mess you up, send my daughter a text. She'll send them a letter. And she puts a whole, you know, a line on it. They will send you your cheddar. You're going to get some money back. They'll take care of you for a while. She knows how to write the best letters.
Russ is in Charlestown. Russ, what's up?
What's up, Toby B. Mitch?
What's
how
up,
y'all
Russ?
Doing today, man?
Man, we chilling.
You know, speaking about airplane stuff, hey, B. Mitch, Bobby Wilson told me one time, when y'all coming back from the Super Bowl from Minneapolis, that you come down into Dulles to land after you won and everything. Was that a scary flight coming back? And then I'll do a bleep.
We had multiple planes, though, so I don't know. The plane I was on was, I was asleep because I was a little inebriated.
Oh, I'll hear you. Oh, I hear you.
I was asleep.
Yeah, Bobby Wilson told me that one time, but I was in the plane he was on. But hey, I'm going to do a bleep you to that damn express lane out on 66, man. My mama lives in Fairfax City.
Uh-huh.
And I come up out of Fairfax City and got there to right there around Centerville, and that traffic was so backed up. Okay, so yeah, I went over, I jumped on the lane. Man, I made it up on the other side of Haymarket in no time. Come on home. Well, I got me a fine, $80. So I went down to my
Oh, office. So you didn't have a you didn't have an easy pass?
No, man, I ain't got that pass. I'm from West Virginia. But I won't have to get that pass.
Yes, you will.
So I took that thing again, right? I come up there before Centerville. I was like, I mean, that whole thing was about, I said, man, I'm going to get into that lane. Look here. Jumped over there. I said, look at all that traffic. I'm going on up the road. Well, man, they sent me the next bill, $80. But there's a $300. A $300 debt adjustment or something. For work, they mad because I took that toll again.
Yeah. You gonna get
anyway,
some? You gonna get toll road?
I'm gonna pay you. I'm gonna pay the 80, but and the other 80. But hey, I ain't gonna say the word, but you know, bleep you to the damn them, and it's my fault, but I don't care.
I tell you one thing: you go on that toll road again, they probably gonna be trying to take your license. They don't play, man.
I think we need some blessings from a reverend today, B. Mitch.
Hell yeah.
Rev T's on the line. Rev T, what's up?
First of all, I want to say bleep you to these Bammers who keep coming down to the roads trying to get a seat. And you know damn well the show don't start at 9 o'clock. And you showing up at 6 o'clock trying to reserve tables. We don't reserve tables for you Bammers. You Bammers, stop coming. If it started at 9, come at 8 and I'll let you in. But then, hold on, I ain't finished yet. Let me go down the line. I want to bleep you to Chicken Lady Tony. Because that Bama called me, B-Mitch, about a week ago, tomorrow. He can't find your telephone number. He lucky I send it to him, you chicken leg, Bama. Hold on, I ain't finished yet. I got to bleep my family. Bleep you to my cousin, who called me all damn day Saturday morning while I was at work. Asked me, was I coming to my cousin's cookout? And as soon as I got there, Bama, they told me you had left. Bleep you, Rock, you a straight Bama. Hold on, I ain't finished yet. I'm let me go down the line. Bleep Jerry Jones just because you an old goat bastard and you stink and you smell like fish butt. You Bama, bleep you. Hold on, let me finish that. And then I got to bleep the Washington Commanders. I love the Commanders, but them chicken people who keep giving me the runaround about giving me my chickens black, bleep you, bleep you, bleep you, and hold on, you bleep you. Then I reverse a bleep. I said, you bleep. See how that works? And y'all know who this is, and I ain't never sold my words for none of them Bamas. Hold on, and bleep the... I'm not going to say that. I was about to use some foul language.
But
I'm
a reverend, though.
Can't do that, Reverend.
I got to hold my tongue. But bleep the hog farmers. Y'all know who this is. The people's hype man. Say it with me. Red T. Believe Bama's march with me. Ow! Love somebody. Hey, Bama, did you even do the pig smoke real?
I heard it.
Well, we got you with that one. Appreciate you, Reverend.
Y'all, man. Hey, man, happy Thursday, y'all. Love somebody.
Yep, definitely, brother.
So many questions.
Well, the
first
one,
how do you know what fish butt smell like?
Well, you fish all the time, Jeff. How does it smell?
AB, I never put my nose to a fish butt.
Well, if he passed gas, you probably don't have to put your nose to it.
800-636-1067 is Bleep You Thursday. I don't know anyone's going to match that energy.
Nah,
I doubt that, seriously.
Alex is in Arlington. Alex, you got to follow up Rev T, man.
I'm certainly not going to match that energy, but it's been a polarizing show, and I just wanted to bleep you to all the Croc haters. There's a time and a place. I'm driving in my Crocs right now. You know, you don't wear your church shoes to play basketball. You shouldn't wear Crocs too either. But man, a Croc's going to change your life. They have a time and a place. So bleep all the Croc haters.
All right,
appreciate
man.
It, Alex.
I guess he bleeping me because
I mean, hold
I
on.
See him in the wrong places. That's what I'm saying. If I see you just lounging, cool.
Yeah.
But you step in any camp with Crocs on, you're in the wrong damn place.
I can't even complain. I'm the dude that wears slides to work every day, so I can't even complain about people not wearing appropriate footwear.
I mean, but slides not, okay at work. I mean, yeah. You're sitting down all day, Toby. It's not like you're running a route.
Correct.
Or trying to shoot a J.
To be fair, though, even if I threw regular, I can shoot. To be fair, though, even if I threw shoes on, I can't route anybody up, so it really doesn't matter.
All right, bro. See, you know not to run routes.
Exactly right. Eric's in Gaithersburg. Eric, what's up?
Okay, so good afternoon, gentlemen. And first, not my original call, but I hate Crocs, too, so they're a terrible shoe. I want to say bleep you to all the people on TV and on the radio and all the political hatred. I'm not picking sides. I'm not picking names. I'm not picking issues. I'm just tired of all the crap talking that goes on. And, you know, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and all this other nonsense. If you think you're tough enough to do something, put on a helmet and some pads. Right, Brian? Put on some helmet and get out on the field. Let's see how tough you really are. I don't want to hear all this crap on the air anymore. I'm tired of it.
Appreciate it, Eric. Brother. You know what? I'm down with that. I can't stand all the extra politics stuff. I'm done with it. I that's why I don't even delve into it. Don't bother with it.
I wonder why I don't watch people talking. Man, you watch TV?
No.
I watch sports.
I ain't trying to worry about any of that
you
stuff.
Turn on any channel, you're going to find something stupid. Yeah. I just like to turn on some sports. And I like the fact that I could just go right to whatever I want on demand.
Yeah. So, B. Mitch, I want to get your thoughts on this. If you still want to call in for Bleep You Thursday, we can do a few more, 800-636-1067. But there was a hypothetical that someone posted recently. I want to get your thoughts on it. You don't have to give me your answer right away. You maybe think about it in the break, too, as well. So, Davis Matic, I'm not sure how you say his name, tweeted out, assuming every player is at their athletic peak, which NFL player would win a game of 11v11 if all teams were made up of 22 clones of the same guy?
If everybody was at their peak.
So everybody's the same dude. You got 11 Micah Parsons. You got 11 Trent Williams. You got 11 Terry McLaurins. Who's winning?
Ooh, that's a good one right there. Oh, man.
So,
Aaron Donald is retired, so I can't use him. But I'd like to have 11 Aaron Donalds. He'll probably kill somebody.
So, he would. Yeah. So immediately people are thinking the fast guys. So some people are thinking Tyreek. Jamar Chase.
But who they going to block?
Exactly my point. I don't think they can block. I was telling this to Jeff yesterday. I mentioned my answer.
I'll take Jahmyr Gibbs.
Okay.
Because Jahmyr Gibbs is a big enough person to block your ass. He's fast enough to run away from everybody. And he's probably fast enough to where when you start running, he's going to be all over you.
Yeah.
It's going to be a running back or a linebacker in my book. It's not going to be nobody else.
I think one of my guys would be Megatron.
Calvin
Johnson.
Who he gonna block?
Hey, he could you know, do a cut block, throw that joint up to himself. He down there somewhere.
Hear me out.
I don't know, but go ahead.
We're running a jumbo package. We're running 9 across the front, and we're running Trent Williams under center Trent Williams with Trent Williams across the line and handing the ball to Trent Williams.
So the guy got to play both sides of the ball?
Yeah. So you got to be just think like, so, if you could clone this dude to play.
So when I turn around, I got Jahmyr Gibbs. What Trent Williams going to check Jahmyr Gibbs?
Well, you're not going to be able to tackle me with Trent Williams.
A little dude to tackle a big guy by hitting him right in the knees and the ankle.
Well, he ain't getting to him.
How Jahmyr Gibbs going to block Trent Williams?
How you going to block him?
On the offensive line.
Well, first, the issue that I run into.
Running backs do have to hit. Big people in the chest a lot,
the
and they don't back down from it.
The issue I'm running into is I don't think that I can press because if Jahmyr Gibbs gets by Trent.
Well, he's going to get by.
100% of the time.
Yeah, he's going to get by. But I think, like, if you have one person to play offense, one person to play defense, I don't think the one person is about to play both sides because if I got my one person playing offense and defense, I'm going to take Jahmyr Gibbs offensively. And on the flip side, give me somebody like Chris Jones on the defense side.
I feel like a team of 11 Cam Newtons would be pretty formidable.
Oh, hell with him. He a hater.
11 Cam Newtons would be crazy.
Give me 11 Brian Mitchells.
That's
you know
not
what?
A bad
you
can
have 11 he can play quarterback.
Exactly.
He can play running back. He in the slot. Play out wide. I play defensive back.
He's also certifiably insane.
What I'm going to do,
I'm gonna knock a ball out in front of him, and I know he ain't gonna jump on the damn thing.
11 beam inches.
Yeah.
Cam Newton is a lot bigger than you, though.
That's 11 huh? big helmets on the field.
Cam Newton is a lot bigger than you.
Jeff McGill was bigger than Cam Newton. I didn't back down from that. I wasn't back down from that. I didn't back down from nobody because they big. The hell you care about big? Big has gotten a lot of people's ass whipped.
I bet you Saquon Barkley would be good at this.
Yeah.
Get 11 of that dude.
Derrick Henry.
Yeah, 11. Ooh, boy.
Derrick Henry. That might be the answer.
So you can't imagine Derrick Henry tossing the ball.
Derrick Henry can throw a little bit, too.
Derrick Henry tossed the ball to Derrick Henry, and then Derrick Henry leading the way for him? I don't want to see that.
If Derrick Henry goes blocking, he's going to look like that dude on the final play of Remember the Titans. Remember that? Where he's just leveling dudes up the sideline?
Yeah.
Derrick Henry meeting a DB as a lead blocker would be scary.
But you know what? It's going to be a DB that come up and hit him all in his kneecap.
Yeah, 100%. He's coming straight for his kneecap.
Scott, yeah. That is a – you know, when I saw that pop up there, I was like, what the hell does this mean right here? And this – I would love to see that. Lanford, did you put that up on the B-Mitchell Finley thing as like a little
– a poll or something?
Yeah, which player you think and what and where is it staying?
We can maybe run that back tomorrow, put that up there
We can do that tomorrow. So, everybody, think about that. You get one player – he plays every position. Who you think would be the best in 11-on-11? He's playing all the offensive positions and all defensive positions.
You got to think because you need a little bit of size because you got to be able to block.
Yeah,
you need speed.
See, like the thing of it, like if there is a guy who's now playing DN or something like that that used to be a quarterback. Because when I got here, Russ Grimm was the emergency quarterback. Think about that, and he was a guard.
Yeah, maybe.
So if you got somebody big like that that can still have a little, that's kind of fleet of foot, faster than what his position stands for, so he could throw the ball to himself, he could run over people, block, then he get on the defense side, he's still tough and crazy enough to play some D, that would be a legitimate like type person that could get
I'm that trying
guy.
To think of dudes that are in the league now that were quarterbacks that aren't quarterbacks anymore. Like Travis Kelce played quarterback at points in college, but I mean, Travis Kelce's
kind of slow now.
Logan Thomas fits in there. You could get some basketball players like Tony Gonzalez, Antonio Gates.
Yeah.
If you're going old school.
I'm just wondering what they could do on the other side. Well, they should be able to move their feet. They play basketball.
It's an interesting topic for sure.
Yeah, that's
it's a fun one. I enjoy it.
This is one I like. It's going to get us a whole hour tomorrow. I want everybody listening right now, please think about that. This is the homework tonight. Pick that one guy. And it doesn't have to be a person who's particularly playing right now. Like, how about 11 Lawrence Taylors?
Yeah, good luck.
If Lawrence Taylor lined up on you and you're a receiver, all he got to do is grab you.
You want somebody to be
a... And they're playing by old school rules, so you don't get no 5-yard cushion.
Toby, you ain't say Walter Payton today either. You said that yesterday, too.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You imagine someone trying to block Barry Sanders around the edge? You're not going to get hands on him.
Bro, you better make sure you got somebody on the field that can catch him. Because Barry Sanders, you could drop Barry Sanders in the middle of 8 people. They probably won't touch him.
Tyreek Hill would be fun, but you wouldn't be able to block anybody. I think it's a fun exercise. So we'll dive into it a little bit deeper tomorrow.
Tyreek Hill on defense won't be good. I just watched this little girl cook him. at his own cap. Did you see that, Jeff?
Yeah.
That little girl cooked him, dog.
So we'll dive back into that tomorrow. So make sure you... come up with your answers, and we'll do a call topic on that tomorrow. Wrapping up, I want to get to the NFL Top 100, the first commander that was on the list. Where did he rank? We'll do that to wrap up the show next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7. The Fan, Toby Altizer, sitting in for JP this week. So the NFL Top 100 has started to come out. We talked about players 100 through 91 yesterday. We haven't gotten the full list of 90 to 81 yet, but the first guy on the Washington Commanders has popped up on this list. Any guess on who it is, B. Mitch? Do you know already?
No, I don't.
Any guess?
First one on the list, they're starting from 100 down. Let's go with Frankie Louvu.
He's going to be higher on this list. So this is a little bit of a trick question because technically this guy didn't play for the team last year. But Laramie Tunsil.
Laramie Tunsil?
Yeah.
Okay, so why you give me a trick question?
Just seeing if you would get it right. Laramie Tunsil comes in at 86. So some of the guys behind him. So we'll start at 90. Zach Allen from the Broncos, defensive lineman, is at 90. James Cook's at 89. Andrew Van Ginkle had a heck of a year.
Yep.
I didn't realize he had 11 and a half sacks.
He did.
He's kind of a beast in that defense.
He could do a lot of different things, too.
Have you ever seen a defense like that one that they run in Minnesota where they just kind of just all over the place and blitz from anywhere?
Yeah, but what it is like the problem with the league is people like to go out there and they copy everything.
Yeah.
But there are coaches like my man up there in Minnesota where
– Brian Flores.
Flores, where he basically says, we have athletes.
Yeah.
So, if I just line up and always have this guy coming, you could figure out a way to run against me. Well, if you don't know who's blitzing, you're going to be the one confused.
I like it because there's never been, or it just seems like the last couple of years we're always talking about offensive innovation.
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely do we talk about defensive innovation. That's defensive innovation.
Football
right there.
Is a game of matchups, right? And if I happen to have a linebacker who's more athletic than your damn tight end,
mm-hmm.
or your left tackle, and he's by a long guy that can get past him, why not utilize that athleticism over you?
100%.
Yeah.
Quinnen Williams checks in at 87. We just talked about Tunsil. We'll get back to him in just a second. He's at 86. Kyren Williams on the list at 85. Christian Gonzalez at 84. And then Cam Hayward at 83. We spent plenty of time talking about Tunsil. Last season, he only allowed 2 sacks and 19 quarterback pressures and over 1,000 snaps. I don't think it can be.
He's still good, man.
I don't think it can be overstated how much he's going to help out this offense.
Yeah, he's still good. You know, people can say what they want. And there are times when you get into, you get stagnant in certain areas and you need a new scene.
I thought it was funny. Scene now. You talked about when someone's leaving and then you hear fans or people kind of attacking him
mm-hmm.
on the way out, you kind of view that as like a badge of, okay, I kind of like this guy.
Yeah.
Did that not happen with Tunsil?
Same thing.
Immediately he left and I was like, oh, he's not that good.
And this is the thing, too. Like, there are media people in certain towns that write those stories to help the team out because they want to get the stories coming up. And you had a couple of media guys who did the exact same thing. But you go back and you look throughout the year and you watch those same media guys, they were praising him. See what I'm saying?
I just like what he's going to be able to bring this team where now suddenly, once Connerly kind of asserts himself at the right tackle position, you'll have bookend tackles that you can trust, hopefully, to go one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, how many times did they have to chip to help out the guys on the outside? Not to say that they won't do that, but it's just going to free up so much more of the offense. They can get deeper into the playbook. When you go get a Tunsil, you draft a Connerly, Coleman's now inside. That offensive line is just going to be so much better than we've seen in quite some time. And you can combine that with a quarterback that can make up whenever there's a deficiency, there's a mistake up front, whatever it may be. You got a smart quarterback. I just think that that alone is a big enough improvement that you could see Jaden take an even bigger step just because of the guys in front of him being able to protect him.
I think that right there helps you alleviate the talk of sophomore slump.
Big time.
Because now you have guys that have improved at different positions, and I think in essence you should improve as well. Instead of, like CJ dealt with last year, both of my receivers, the top guys, are banged up. Then I had some issues on the offensive line, you know, inside and outside on the other side. Those things right there will make you make anybody have a slump.
So, 100%, yeah. 100%. Let's get to Heard It Here First.
Heard It Here First.
Ahala.
With Heard It Here First.
Did I win yesterday?
No, but Jeff won again. His esports basketball.
Nobody else won?
He's got a bet on real stuff.
Just Jeff.
It is real stuff, bro. It's real people.
There's a reason it has an E in front of it because it's E, electronic, not real.
Bro,
Brian,
people got to play them games.
PFAT came through for me, man.
Brian, who did I pick?
Who do you pick, Brian? Why, Brian?
You picked the Mariners and the Reds.
And they both lost?
I think the Mariners lost, the Reds won, but
garbage.
I don't know who I picked. I don't remember.
You took the Nationals and the Wings. The Wings lost.
Oh.
The Wings.
Dallas Wings. Paige Becker's let me down. I need her to come through for me.
Mm.
All right, let's see. What do we got tonight? More baseball.
I think I want to take a prop bet.
Oh, well, I know where Landfill's going. You know who's
I'm
on the hill for the Rangers?
Angels plus 1.5.
The who?
You know who's on the hill for the Rangers? Patrick Corbin. I could have scoped that out from a mile away.
I'm gonna take Cooper Flagg to score 20 points.
Yeah, that would probably be a good one. What's the
Ooh, summer league?
What's come on that one, dog, Jeff?
It is plus 128.
I like
that. Really? Yeah. Damn, that's not bad.
I think Wizards get their summer league underway tomorrow. That'll be some good action. Give me the Mariners to beat the Yankees tonight. Brian Wu on the hill, one of the best pitchers in the American League. And
I'll take Mariners, Yankees over the. I take the Mariners and I'll take the Mets.
Give me the Padres over the D-backs. Yeah, so give me Mariners and Padres. What do you got, White Brian?
I will go with the D-backs over the Padres.
All right.
Uh-oh. There we go. Right at you, huh? Oh, man.
I feel like people have been doing that all week. Granted, there's only so much you can talk about or bet on when you got baseball only. Appreciate everybody
Jeff,
that joined
play
the program.
Golf today?
I would love to.
I got to go get my clubs.
Oh,
man.
I was going to bet that you can, you're going to have over 13 bogeys.
Oh, I bet.
I would take the over, too.
If we put the line at 17.5, I'd take the over.
Wow. I would take it with you, Toby.
No pars Jeff. That's what we call him.
No pars Jeff.
Oh, man.
Appreciate everybody joining the program today. Barry's for Luga. Appreciate him. Appreciate the legend, Gary Clark, for hopping on the program. We'll have a lot of fun tomorrow to wrap up the week. For Brian Mitchell, I'm Toby Altizer. Thanks for listening. Grant and Danny comes up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.